who can save the day?
Welcome to Mighty House. This is a radio show for people with problems. Home improvement problems, that is. Send an email now to robbie@mightyhouse.net or call into the show at 877-711-5611. From foundation leaks to roof repairs, the Mighty House team is on the job. You're listening to Mighty House.
I'm Ron Cowgill. The Mighty House team is back. Join us on Facebook Live right now, brought to you in part by First Northern Credit Union. First Northern Credit Union is the only community credit union in Evanston. You can visit them at fncu.org to learn more information about the benefits of a credit union membership in your community. And something we're trying out right now, so you can always go to Facebook Live and watch us, like I just said. But if you don't have a Facebook account, still want to see what's going on, go to mightyhouse.net. Right underneath the red line, you'll see a link there. Click on that. That will take you to a blog post that has the Facebook Live feed running on it, so you can just watch it right there at mightyhouse.net and not even have a Facebook account if you want.
Nice.
So we're
Now, if you're doing that,
yeah,
you could still plug your phone in to your sound system and get the audio.
Yes, you could do that too.
And ignore the video.
Yeah, that's also true. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at mightyhouse.net, tunein.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts of previous shows available at mightyhouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on homeimprovementusa.com. Find links to all of them at mightyhouse.net. Video clips of the show are available at mightyhouse.net and on our Mighty House YouTube channel. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And Mighty House will be broadcasting live at the Greater Chicago Home and Remodeling Show at the Schaumburg Convention Center, March 3rd. That's next weekend. Tickets are $7 for adults, $2 for seniors, and children under 12 are free. You can get more information at GreaterChicagoHomeAndRemodelingShow.com. That's GreaterChicagoHomeAndRemodelingShow.com. And if you use the promo code Mighty House, you'll get a free VIP pass. So you can call this 877-711-5611. That's 877-711-5611. Tell Trixie you want a set of VIP passes, or you can just go to their website and do it there, too. One more thing
here. Promo code Mighty House.
Promo code Mighty House. Are you looking for a luxury kitchen at an affordable price? Don't go any further than alinecabinets.com. That's alinecabinets.com. And I was just talking to them last week. They're adding a couple more door lines, too, so they're going to have they're adding a bunch of stuff. It's a really cool new products that they're rolling out here soon. So check them out, alinecabinets.com. All right. Now that Patrick's fallen asleep. And
hello, Mr. Franz.
Good morning.
So you're the president of the HBAI.
Yes.
Okay, what's that?
Home Builders Association of Illinois.
Oh.
So we are part of...
Is that a part of the Home Builders Association?
I'll have to look that up. I'm not sure. But we are part of the National Association of Home Builders based in Washington, D.C.
Yep.
They then, for efficiency, funnel it down. There is a state association, and we represent 15 local associations within Illinois.
Got it. Yeah, okay.
That's where I was kind of a little confused, yeah.
Right. Yeah, it's just for efficiency, primarily for getting representation for legislation.
Okay, right. So that's...
I remember, I'm in the NAHB here in, in FLA.
I thought I liked you.
Wow!
and we're NARI members, so, you know, more of a remodeling thing. So
yeah.
We've both been remodeling, you know, past presidents of the local chapter.
I see, because you have your tool belt on.
Yes,
so and sawdust all over.
Exactly.
So it's not dandruff.
Mm-hmm. No. Well, it could be, but, you know, I took a shower this morning, so no, it's not. So that's cool. So the main goal for you guys is a lot of legislative stuff.
Well, we kind of do three things. First is education for our members. Mm-hmm. Our members are people who they aren't chucking a truck. They want to stick out. They want to be found. They want to be noticed. They also want to be on their game. Reason? It gives them a competitive edge. Then we're handling legislation, because you might be surprised to know housing in odd ways has a lot of enemies or opportunists, because in the country we may have around 100 million dwelling units. That's an awful lot of opportunity if you want to get your product mandated by the government so people have to buy it. And then the last thing we do And it may be probably the most important thing is really getting in, trying to get in front of the consumer and educating them, especially when they're storms or they're going to do something they haven't done before, remodel a kitchen, buy their first house, and so forth.
Right. So first thing, in the first hour, we were talking about what happened in Florida. They just had set up a sting operation, and they busted, they arrested 26 potential, you know, quote, contractors on 56 different charges because they did not have the state licensing, that, and they were coming in saying, that's okay, we'll do it under the table, we'll do it for cash. And they set up, you know, they busted them, and they just were just calling around, and they picked them up that quick. So that in Florida, they've got pretty strict licensing.
But they do.
In Illinois, I think if you've got $50 and an address, you can pretty much be anything you want.
It's a challenge. Mm-hmm. It's a double-edged sword because and I've known about Florida's laws. I've thought about getting the education so I could get the license. The challenge is it's lengthy, mm-hmm. which is not a bad thing. I know right. I use the word challenge. It's a good thing because you're right. Otherwise, as we call them, and I said a moment ago, Chuck in a truck, what do you need to be a remodeler?
I like Wayne in the wagon.
Okay.
He's a nicer guy.
Yeah, but he doesn't have insurance on his on his minivan.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, yeah.
What's wrong, Robbie?
Nothing. Yeah. I just told everybody on Facebook, I said, I have to stop typing now. I'm paying attention to the guest, and that's what I get. Chucking a truck and waiting a wagon.
Right, yeah.
So in Illinois, though, those guys are running around free and clear. That's
right.
No big deal.
Yeah. Well, and I'll give you a brief history. So in every state, of which last I counted we still have 50, either car dealers or home remodelers are at the top of the complaints each state's attorney general gets every year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I said licensing can be a double-edged sword because the problem is, as they just found out in Florida, that people sneak in under the radar on purpose. They do it willfully. Generally, they're trying to rip people off.
Mm-hmm.
And you really see it in every state, not just Illinois, when there's a storm.
Right. Yeah, the storm chasers come in.
Correct. They're not just videotaping tornadoes. They're and they really prey on the elderly.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, one of the warning signs should be if you're talking to somebody and they're going to fix your roof or your windows or whatever got damaged, and they want almost the entire quote up front, that's a warning sign. It really is.
Absolutely.
And our group, the Home Builders Association of Illinois, back in, we did it in two fell swoops, late 90s, I think it was 98, and then around 2003, we actually got legislation sponsored for consumer rights with regard to home remodeling called the Home Repair Act.
Right.
And it sets forth a number of things, a number of rights, even though the sad thing is, most consumers don't know it, but it did set up some rights and some penalties.
Mm-hmm.
The challenge is that there's a lot of people that don't care.
Yeah.
And they want to come in and, you know, we dealt with a retired judge, if you will, in downstate Illinois. Her home got damaged by a storm. She gave a contractor $70,000. And he promptly vanished.
Oh, wow.
I mean, Illinois is a narrow state. We're long, but we're narrow. You can be in Indiana, Missouri, Iowa, Kentucky, Wisconsin in less than a couple hours.
Yep. No, that's amazing. So, I mean, so the other part of it is, should Illinois or other states be as strict and as difficult as Florida is? If you make that bar so high and, you know, and you make that level of entry so difficult that the average guy can't get in, they have no choice to, if they're going to try to make a living, they're going to try and sneak in under it. So how do you set that bar at a level that allows almost everybody to get in, but still, you know, encompasses them and then it gives them the training that they need so that they can, you know, at least be providing a decent product to the client?
I think the truthful answer is the legislature makes you and I king and we just decide.
That's easy. Okay.
But I think
Go ahead, our licensing right out of the gate gets rid of a good number of chuck in the truck. They're too lazy to go take the exam, which is lengthy. It's actually one of the hardest tests you could ever take in your life, from what I've been told by everybody that has done it. But it's just good that way. But it's so enforceable. Where I live after Hurricane Irma, one of the first things that went up were warning signs all over the bridges coming to where I live. And two signs. One warning people to make sure the contractor's licensed. And the other one is it's a felony to represent yourself as a contractor. If you're unlicensed, it's a felony here. So that's pretty serious stuff.
It is, and that's what I like. See, a lot of laws are written, and they're never enforced that way. That was a really cool thing that Florida did to get rid of the people that are actually hurting.
Yeah, excellent. All right, we got to take a quick break here, and we'll come back. We are with Patrick Franz and the HBAI president, and we'll talk more right after this. You're listening to
Mighty House. This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
Here's the story of a lovely lady who was bringing back three very lovely girls.
Cha, cha, cha.
Now we all wave.
Now wave, wave, Rich.
So fun. Of a man named
Brady. All right, so for everybody on the radio that has no clue what the hell we're doing, you got to go on Facebook.
Well, they couldn't
Live.
Hear us anyway. It was only on Facebook Live at the time.
So the way they have us on the Facebook Live thing, it looks like the Brady Bunch. So all the different squares, we were waving at each other and looking at each other.
So much fun. So,
just that's a little levity. Oh,
yes.
I'm holding up.
There you go.
Thank you to those people and, on and Facebook Live.
And remember to get the royalty check out to the songwriter.
Yeah, exactly.
Watching this with us.
Oh, there
all
we go.
Three of you.
So
who are
why
watching.
Are we here again?
No, okay. So as you can tell, we're a very serious remodeling show here. We don't kind of venture off onto any strange things. We're joined by Patrick Franz, and you are the HBAI president. And again, what's the HBAI?
Home Builders Association of Illinois.
Excellent. So, and you guys are representing mostly new home builders, correct?
No, builders and remodelers.
Oh, and remodelers
so,
too.
Okay. There's multifamily, condo and for rent, and then of course single family, townhomes, skyscrapers.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. Yep.
All kinds of stuff then.
Right.
Cool. So, and you guys do a lot of educational programs.
We do
a lot of legislative stuff.
Right.
So, if you're a builder out there, a home remodeler, it's a great organization to get involved
with.
It
is.
Correct?
It really is. If you want a competitive edge, it's the thing to do because, like Michael Gerber taught us with the book in the 90s, The E-Myth, you got to not only work in your business, you got to work on your business.
Right. Right.
Right.
And that's the other part of it. So, the other thing, what about consumers? Can a consumer go? Do you have a website that they could go to maybe to find contractors?
Absolutely. All the local chapters have their own website. For example, I'm a member, how this all started for me back in the mid-90s, I'm a member of the Southwest Suburban Home Builders Association in Orland Park, so the SSHBA. They have a website. Northern Illinois Home Builders Association has a website. Home Builders Association of Greater Chicago, same thing. HBAI.com website, NAHB.com website. All of those have an area for consumers. Real easy to navigate, real easy to find.
Okay. So we've got about maybe 10, 15 minutes left here after our Brady Bunch little segment there.
Well, I'm thinking of the next show that we should do. Yeah. Partridge Family.
Partridge
perhaps.
Family. We could do that. Yeah. Yeah.
We have a bus.
The bus is outside. Yeah. Just not painted right. Yeah.
Hello, something song.
They're singing. Come on, get happy.
Right.
A whole lot of loving is what we'll be bringing to make you happy.
Uh huh.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. So, well, this will be the last week you're ever on the air.
Yes, I know.
Oh, no. No. You would think.
But we keep doing this.
Yeah. We found listeners with low standards.
Oh, yeah.
Excellent.
Oh, yeah.
It's awesome.
All right.
They don't care. If they do care, watch us. 877-711-5611. If you have a negative comment, call us now. Nothing. Nothing's going to happen.
Right.
Call the station. Complain. Yeah, right. 877-711-5611.
So there you go. And then,
who's really behind you?
So for the consumer, then, we should probably go a little bit into, we've talked about legislatively what the contractor's doing, but now what about the homeowner, or you know, they want to hire somebody good, what are some of the steps that they should take?
All right. Well, a referral is always good from someone who had work done by that contractor. That's always golden. When you sit with a few contractors, you don't. There's a funny assumption that you need to get three prices. That, believe it or not, is where a lot of consumers run into trouble.
They trip up.
Because mm-hmm. you got to say, well, what do I want three prices to do? Now, I'm not talking about if we're going to hang gutters on your house. Okay, mm-hmm. Those are different companies. But if you want to do a kitchen, and a lot of people want to bring you in really with what they think is a really crystal clear idea of here's what we want to do with the kitchen. And I'm going to tell you, on a good day downhill with the wind at their back, they have a vague idea.
Yes.
Construction, right. Whether it's remodeling or new, needs to be methodical. And you need somebody that will explain the steps, walk you through what you need to do. But the thing you need to kind of tap the brakes in your own head with is you don't need the answer this afternoon. I mean, we go into people's houses. They don't know us from a hill of beans. They probably found us on the web. Mm-hmm. And within 30 minutes, husband and wife sit us down after they've walked us through, let's say, the kitchen, and ask, how much do you think it's going to cost and when can you start? That has the warning sign, rookie, rookie, rookie. They've never done it. Believe it or not, our best customers are people who have done it before. Mm-hmm. They've remodeled mm-hmm. something. They ask the right questions. And their expectations are in line of how the world goes round and round.
Yes. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's not going to get done in 2 days.
That's right. Nor are you going to get the price. Because it's like, well, there's 8 billion cabinet doors. Mm-hmm. So, and you think you, yes?
Thank you.
Yes.
Question from the audience.
Yes, please. Complaint?
No. I get this. I really do. But here's an example. My sister just texted me this yesterday. Ron is very familiar with my sister and her house. She's having troubles with her back porch. It's leaking. There's lead paint on there.
Sure.
And she said, estimate. And I know it could be anything, but she truly has no idea. To tear it down and put something new, is it $500 or $50,000? You know what
right.
I mean? And I know
yeah.
Ron would say, yes,
right.
It's in between there. But sometimes you just have to look and say, you know what? My bank account is zero. I could maybe scrape together something. Is it
right.
$500 or $50,000?
Right.
So I okay. know.
But
I get it.
Yeah. And
Robbie,
so,
when somebody does that, when they ask you to do it, they're always like, well, can you ballpark it? And I'm like, I don't know. Do you want a bunt or a home run?
That's
right.
It.
And this feeds back, but this is what feeds back into why I charge a service call or a design fee, if you will,
right.
to bid it. Not a huge amount of money.
Right.
Just enough to cover my time, to do a drawing, do a takeoff, work up a true price, not an estimate, a price, and then I can come back to you. And then always, if you signed with me, you get the deposit. We apply that money towards a deposit.
That's so exactly
our
what
time
we
has
do.
Value, and that's how you.
And
what happens is you end up elevating yourself. You're more professional.
I get it.
Anyway.
Yeah.
But some people can't even, you know, afford. Yeah. They just want to know. Like, for example, if I Googled and said the average price of a kitchen remodel in Chicago is $100,000, I don't know. If,
right. Yeah.
You know, that's all they want to know sometimes is, all right, you know what? Yeah, if you say it's $20,000 to tear down this back porch, she can say, yeah, that's doable. If you say it's $100,000, no, I'm going to have to think of something else. Then you're not really wasting anybody's time if you can just tell me.
The problem is the variables, you know.
I know.
I don't know her house.
Yeah. Well, you can get there. Everyone's different. Thankfully, usually everybody's got enough money to, if you can get them through the door and start dancing with them, they slow down enough, you can walk them through the methodology. The metrics in remodeling are all over the map. Unlike new construction, you can narrow that down. It's still sometimes mm-hmm. you're giving a vague answer, but it's a better vague answer than remodeling.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
right.
But you know what? We do, Rich, what you do as well. Because one of the things, too, it gets rid of the time wasters. People, you know, there's a whole unspoken thing that a lot of people purposely will waste our time. and they'll tell us what we want to hear. And so we do a variety of things to sort of profile them, if you will. I mean, in 28 years, I've done 900 of these. You sort of get some mm-hmm. patterns with people.
Yep.
And it's a big city. You can drive an hour to an appointment to meet with somebody that may not have two nickels to rub together,
right,
or isn't going to follow your advice. So like I said before, you got to have somebody that's willing to listen and let you set up the methodology to evaluate. And often, like in the example of your sister's porch, there is more than one route. Okay, if we just got the corporate bonus of 50 grand and the porch, if we sneeze the wrong way, will cave in, then let's aim towards rebuilding it and let's set a budget. Because that's what we do when we take the design fee, is because people mm-hmm. meet you for the first time. They don't want to say, well, we got 50 grand to spend on a porch. How much do you think it will cost? Well, gee, most guys are going to mm-hmm. say, well, what a coincidence.
49,000.
Yeah, 49,900. So,
but would you rather, Ron, say, you know, again, 50,000, or would Ron rather go out there and set the appointment and go and measure it all and price it all and blah, blah, blah? Or it's going to take him a minute to say, on average, it's going to be 50,000.
Yeah,
that's all we need to know.
And that's going to be the harder thing to answer, because you really don't know. I mean, take the Chicago metro area. You got houses that are 4 million. You have houses that probably should be 4,000. Now, you're not going to get asked to remodel those. You're going to ask to bring a bulldozer and just get mm-hmm. rid of it. But in the grand scheme of things, where you've got a zillion bungalows in the city of Chicago with a kitchen that's sort of a certain shape, and often is after it's remodeled is going to have the same square footage. You're not going to add on
because mm-hmm. right.
you often can't. But you know what? Everybody's taste is different, and you might be redoing a kitchen in a bungalow that was redone in the 80s. You might be redoing a kitchen in a bungalow that was never redone.
Right.
Someone painted the cabinets. They covered the lead paint on the original.
Right.
So it's even because of those variables and many more, it's hard to give an answer the minute you walk through the door.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you need to go back, right. think about it. So the litmus test is, I'm going to spend some time, and you're going to make it worth my while for a nominal fee, and then you will get a real honest answer.
All right, let's take another quick break. We're with Patrick Franz from the HBAI, and we'll be back right after this. You are listening to
Mighty House. This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
Hello world, hear the song that we're singing. Come on, get happy. A whole lot of loving is what we'll be bringing to make you happy. Together, we spread a lot of love and then we'll keep moving on. Something always happens whenever we're together.
God, I haven't heard that in a long time.
Get a happy feeling when we're singing a song.
Here you go, Robbie, go.
There's a song that we're singing. Come on, get happy.
That's pretty bad. We've gotten Patrick sucked into this thing.
Yeah. Somewhere we've caused cattle to stampede.
Have you guys met before?
No.
This is amazing.
Dogs are howling throughout the city.
You bailed me out of jail that one time.
But
other
than that, it was. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And you can join us on Facebook Live right now, brought to you in part by First Northern Credit Union. First Northern Credit Union is the only community credit union in Evanston. Visit them at fncu.org to learn more information about the benefits of a credit union membership in your community. And if somebody wanted to get the newsletter, Rich, how can they do that?
Go to mightyhouse.net, go to the contacts page, enter your first and last name, your email address, click on submit, boom, done. That's simple.
Just like
that. You'll
know
who's coming on. Like Patrick Franz is in the newsletter
yes.
with a link to the Northern or to Illinois or the Home Builders Association of Illinois.
Right.
There's a link there for more information so you'd know what's going on.
That's right. And you can call 877-711-5611. Again, 877-711-5611. And this will be the last about 20 minutes or so. If you want free VIP passes to the show coming up next weekend at the Schaumburg Convention Center, what's that show, Robbie?
Before I go insane, I hold my pillow to my head and scream out bed.
The greater,
she's in her own little world. Let's leave her there.
Love you.
It's a nice place.
The fourth annual Greater Home and Remodeling Show.
Okay. And that's going on next weekend.
Yes.
Starts at 7. So
I think I love you. Yes.
Feel free to stop out there.
But during the week, you can go to their website,
yes,
enter the promo code Mighty House, and get free VIP passes so that you can get in at 7 a.m. when we do the show.
And meet Rich, GC for Greater Chicago, homeshow.com, GCHomeshow.com. Get your tickets, meet Rich. No!
I just wanted to put another earworm in your brain, that's all.
Earworm.
Mm-hmm.
Every time we drive to and from Florida, we pass. Yep. What's the monkey's song with the train? Clarksville.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah, we pass Clarksville. Like every time that monkey song. Okay, so now I'm going to get Robbie mad.
Okay, go.
Mad Robbie. Okay.
You ready for this, Patrick?
I'm my seatbelt's fast.
I'm going to stand up.
Okay, good.
You
Here we
three
go.
Are ticking
I was
me
gonna
off.
Say, if she's standing, it's.
That I'm more. Mad. You three are professionals. That's great.
In theory.
Well, thank you.
Okay. That's,
in theory,
didn't expect
yes.
that
but
coming.
You are on the wrong side of this argument.
Because
okay?
Well, there's no argument, a discussion.
You're on the wrong side of the discussion because I am the homeowner.
Right.
I am your customer. I'm your client. I'm the one who pays you.
Right.
I want what I want.
And what do you want?
I want to know.
You don't know what you want.
Oh, I know what I want.
Okay.
Sometimes people who don't have a lot of money and can't spend the $300 for the estimate or the written estimate, or just don't have a huge pocketbook with all kinds of money and know they need to do this so they know they have the money. Poor people, they need something done. They just want to know, please, is it $500 or $50,000?
Well, all right. First off, if you don't have the $300, then you don't have the $10,000, $3,000 to fix it. So,
I disagree.
So, yeah, no.
I don't want to spend the $300.
Well, then I don't think we're your guy. Yeah.
And that's fine.
But see, but so, okay, let's carry that another step forward. Still, hopefully some, however fleeting it may be, thought goes through your head to say, you know what, like the Simon and Garfunkel song, a man hears what he wants to hear and disregards the rest. Hopefully you erase that from your memory and say, you know what, I do need to get real quality counseling here.
Mm-hmm.
I need good advice. And in the case of your sister's thing, which almost sounds like it's an enclosed porch, whether it's heated or not,
right,
it's not
right.
relevant. But there, like I said earlier, there can be a couple routes to go depending on your budget. All right? But hopefully you're willing to be a step above everybody else and seek out the people that are going to spend some time to go through it methodically and explain to you your options and the risks with each.
And that's fine.
And there are risks. Realize there are risks with each plan you may elect.
What percentage right. of people charge for an estimate in your industry?
You know, no clue.
Probably 10%, probably a very small number.
Okay, in that case, I can't spend the $300,
right.
or I don't know if that was an average cost, Rich, or that was for something specific, $300. I don't know. What's the average, $100 for a written estimate, $300?
Well, what you said, on large additions, I had a square foot price, and it was only like $2 a foot. It was nothing major, but again, wasn't all it did is cover my time in the office to do drawings, do a takeoff, put together the contract, and come back to you with a legitimate price versus a guess.
All right, we got a couple of phone calls here. Who do we have there? I know we got a bunch. You want to go to line? Okay.
Thank you.
Uh-oh.
Team Robbie?
Yeah. Who's on line three? Who do we have? Who is it? Nick. Hey, Nick.
Oh, I didn't know you came to me.
Hey. Yeah.
Hey, Nick.
Yeah, Robbie, it sounds like you're just having a real kind of trouble grasping the whole concept of this.
Nope, I'm not. Nope, I am not having any trouble grasping the concept.
Here, here's one thing that you said, and I want to point this out to you, and maybe this might ring true. So you're talking about, so this person's got something to fix, and you use the word they need to get it done. Well, what we're talking about, remodeling something, a need versus a want. I mean, if it's like it's caving in and it's condemned, that's a need. But if you have something that's in function, you know, that's a want. And so you're going to want to pay somebody to get a quality plan put together, because, or you could call Joe the plumber down the street, you know, and he'll give you, you know, a good price, but what are you going to get out of that?
Well, the gentleman just said that
people will ask me, how much does it cost to cut this tree down? And I'm like, over the phone, or they're talking to me in passing, and it's, well, let me look at this thing, because
right.
Do you have a play set around? How close is it to your house? Is there power lines running next to the thing? I mean, everything has factors involved in the pricing. And so I'm going to take my time out there and make sure that I inspect this tree, make sure it's safe for somebody to climb.
Do you charge
how long,
for that
you know,
estimate?
Piecing it apart. Charge them for that estimate. When I got out of school, the first job when I got left college, I went worked for a tree company that charged consulting fees. And they charged a... You go out there and they charge that salesman fee. Now again, that if you went with that estimate, and it's not even an estimate, it is a price. And now you're setting a price. This is what you'll pay. And if that's the case, then what you paid went into that, and you got a better service because it all gets down to what you're going to pay for. And if you just have to fix the leaky gutter that's dangling off and tighten a couple screws, there's an app for that. You know,
okay, so the gentleman
and a drone that will do it.
Nick, the gentleman were saying that about 10% of the people charge for an estimate. So then we have right, just a guess. So we have 90% of the people who aren't going to charge, and especially if we've been touting,
then
that's their choice. That's
their choice, and they shouldn't do it.
But that's their choice.
I'm not going to judge that.
And if we've been told for the last 9 years, I've been doing this show. Get a couple estimates, you know.
But here's the other thing, though. Of tree work, to me, and I'll end it on this, because this is kind of how it made me, I thought about it this way. I've never done a job. I've said no to doing jobs due to either it was a hazard or just didn't feel right about doing something, because I had the mentality of at least there's always, you can walk away from this, because if you have a bad feeling about something in that kind of industry, you know, you could get hurt and not be able to do it anymore. So there's a moment where that getting, again, you get what you pay for. Anyway, and if they haven't, if anybody hasn't told you today, poop. I don't know.
Thank you.
So,
it hasn't come up yet. Thanks, Nick.
Thanks, Nick.
I appreciate it. So just,
see, even the listeners get in, Patrick.
Real quick, I want to say you get what you pay for, which is back to Ron and Rich have always said, get a couple estimates. Don't necessarily choose the cheapest. So again, if you're saying get three estimates and each one in Rich's case, let's even say it's $100 for three estimates. Or you can go to the 90% of the people, get three estimates, and you should hopefully get at least one low who maybe is not a good person. You know, out of three, you should get somebody good.
Well, my favorite thing, though, is I'll hear, well, you are way more than anybody else.
Yeah.
And then, okay, well, what was that price? And then they tell you that price, and you can't, what's in yours, that doesn't even cover the materials in your bid.
Yeah.
So it's still not apples to apples.
There's a real important thing. You got to realize this. Once you hire somebody and they start working, you're pretty much stuck with them.
Right.
And there is a frame of reference of some people will do low bids to get the job. They know when they tear something apart, there's going to be more work, but they believe you don't know that. And then they'll tear it apart and they say, oh, Robbie, I'm so sorry to tell you, look at this. It's going to be another $4,000 or whatever.
Right.
So what you want to do, let's forget about whether you're paying for a consultation fee or an estimate or not. You want a person, man or woman, who is going to take the time to explain to you the logic, the methodology, and then write it down. Here's what we're going to do. That roof where of your sister's porch where it meets the house, we're going to take the siding off maybe 3 feet. We're going to put ice and water shield. We're going to attach a pressure-treated ledger board with galvanized Simpson hangers, with the rest of the rafters of the new porch roof, and, you know, blah, blah, blah. But it goes, it's not sexy, it's not fun, but people who are willing to do that, I rephrase that.
Makes a difference.
Contractors who are willing to do that, give a you-know-what about,
yep.
They've got pride, and they probably have few callbacks, they have a lengthy right. referral list, and that's the boxes you want to check when you're looking for somebody.
We're going to have to ask you to
okay,
hold
Robbie,
on. And callers.
Okay, Robbie, let me give you a nice quick analogy on this. When you leave a grocery store, do you ever look at the receipt, the total, and all the stuff you got?
Okay. Well,
so why is it when somebody gives you a price to work on their house, you don't ask for that list of what am I getting for the money?
Okay, stop. We got to get out of here.
Hold on.
We got to go. We'll be back right after this.
Callers,
hang on,
roll.
Patrick. All right.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
Do we have to do a lot of this?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I'm your cover.
Yeah. And I like, they're running at guys with machine guns.
Yeah.
And they're not getting hit, you know.
Yeah. All right, there we go. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. If you want tickets to the show, we're coming up next weekend. We're going to be live out at the Schaumburg Convention Center. And that is the Greater Chicagoland Home and Remodeling Show.
Yes, it is.
And it'll be out there at the Schaumburg Convention Center. You want free tickets, VIP tickets, then make sure you give Trixie a call right now. 877-711-5611. And she'll hook you up with some VIP passes. And if you can't get through, we learned that you can also just go on the website. What's that website?
GCHomeshow.com.
GCHomeshow.com.
GreaterChicagoHomeshow.com.
And if you click on there, you can use the promo code Mighty House, and that'll get you $7 off the $7 ticket. So, and we've kind of sucked Patrick into our web.
Into the vortex.
Yes.
Yes.
And Patrick came in for one segment, and he's been here the entire hour. So I'm just going to say this now. We've got about 7 minutes left. We got a phone call to still get to. And Patrick is with the HBAI, and you're the president of the association. Again, right. What is that?
The Home Builders Association of Illinois, part of the National Association Home Build, National, whatever that is.
Yeah, right, that thing. That thing in D.C.
Yeah, right, yeah, yes, that little thing.
Right. All right, let's go to the phones here. And who do we got on? Who's on three here? Is that Richie? Hey, Richie, you there?
Hello.
Hey, Richie.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yes,
hey,
Richie.
We got a few minutes left.
Listen, man, I'm at the Claremont Museum. Everything's going great. People are starting to walk in. I just want to touch a few things if I can. They got planes hanging from the ceiling.
No.
Vespas on the wall. The first gas station from California's Route 66 back in the teens was the Cucamonga gas station. They have that on display here. And they have over 325 vehicles, over $70 million invested, over $10 million of stuff on the walls, neon signs, gas pumps displays. If you don't come out and see this today, you're cheating yourself. It's at 3111 North Knox Street. Admission is $35. It's a fundraiser for Richie Z.
There you go.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, you can stop out there. Go to richiez.com and you can find out more information there, correct?
Yes, sir.
Excellent.
It's all on there. People are already coming in. It's 10 o'clock. The door's just, they haven't even opened, and I've got people already coming in.
All right.
Richie,
so
I might be calling you later.
All right. We're going to hunt you down, and we want to try, and if you've got a minute, we want to do like a Facebook Live segment on Mighty House.
Come on down, man. I love you guys. You guys have been great. We've been friends for a long time, but you know, you really helped me promote this. I really appreciate it. Next week, I'm going to be at your place, and I'm going to promote your thing tomorrow.
Excellent. All right, cool.
Yeah, awesome. This is really nice, Richie. I didn't realize the extent of this until Ron gave me this postcard, so you might see me this afternoon.
Excellent.
This museum is, I've been a car guy all my life, okay? I have never in my life seen anything near this, and I guarantee you, you'll never see nothing like it again. It's just really spectacular.
Excellent. All right, awesome. RichieZ.com for more information. Thanks, buddy. We'll see you in a few hours.
Thank you.
Okay, bud. Bye. Okay, we've got to close this conversation out here with Patrick Franz. He's the president of the HBAI, and we were talking what homeowners should be looking for in a contractor, and we've gotten.
I'd like to close this out.
We got the blood pressure up on Robbie here pretty good, so we'll let her.
Okay. We'll close it out by a comment from one of our listeners on Facebook who said, "I call BS on the whole $300 estimate thing."
Okay,
that's a good closeout. Not from me. That was from a Facebook.
No, and you know what? I get that a lot. People say, "No, I don't want to. I'm not going to pay for an estimate."
That's fine. I'm not wasting my time kicking tires.
That's kind of what she said. You know what? I can't pay $300. Just tell
Robbie,
me.
Robbie, you know when I started doing it, it had more to do with doing home shows. You do a home show and you get 13 people want you to come by their house and design something. That could take 3 weeks between drawings and everything. So what am I supposed to do for income for 3 weeks?
Right.
As soon as you tell them it's $300, guess what? I only have two leads and I get both those jobs.
Yep.
So I'm not, treat the right way. Now here's the other side of this we talked about, and I'll let Patrick go. How should a homeowner be prepared when they're even looking to get prices? Most of them don't have a clue what they want. They haven't even started their homework. So in a kitchen remodel, what countertops do you want? What kind of cabinets do you want? What appliances are you fear going with? What kind of flooring do you want? They don't even have that. They just want a price.
Right.
So yeah, and you can't give it. You truthfully.
Oh, you give allowances.
Right.
But then the allowance that I give for appliances of, you know, $25,000 for appliances, and you come in giving an allowance for four. Whose price is better? Yours. Right, yeah. You know, but it doesn't.
Well, that's fine. If the homeowner wants GE, the four is enough. If you want Sub-Zero Wolf, you're going to need 25 to 30.
Right.
So a homeowner's got to tell you that up front.
Yeah. Or a lot of the work my company does is design build or design remodel. So we take them from point A to B. Because the other thing is, and to Robbie's point in a slightly different way, is they really don't know. And therein either can lie a way to complain or lie an opportunity. So we designed a system to take them from point A to point B, and good builders and remodelers do. Everybody makes decisions at a different pace. Sometimes husbands and wives disagree.
Yes.
No.
And
really?
Yeah. I know. It's an odd phenomenon. Only in Chicago, I guess.
Okay. All right.
But anyway, you have to expect all those things. You can't wish them away. So you figure out ways to deal with them so everybody wins, and you devise a budget that they're comfortable with and a plan that they really love. You won't do that in a 60-minute visit.
Right. Or they just go hire the architect, they draw their dreams, and then realize it's three times what they're buying.
Well, and to me, that's the worst path you can take, is because we call that competitive bid then. The worst path a homeowner can do is go get drawings done and then send it out to four contractors, because that's, you're setting yourself up for A, it's going to come in way over what you can afford, or you're just going to go with the low bid, which is the most craftily written contract set up for change order after change order.
Right.
We're done. Music is on.
We'll give you a 30-second closeout on this.
I love this. You guys are doing a great public service. We need to get the word out to people so they understand how to approach it. And God bless you.
Yeah. Well, we try to do this, and hopefully we do it and have some fun. And you got to dance. Did you expect to be dancing to the Partridge Family
today? I did not. And I want to know, do I come every Saturday to... Or do we do yoga next Saturday? Yeah.
Yes, and when you invite us to speak at one of your meetings, we'll do yoga.
I would love to.
We'll be there.
Yeah, remodeling yoga.
All right. Hey, we're going to be broadcasting live at the Greater Chicago Home and Remodeling Show at the Schaumburg Convention Center March 3rd. That is next weekend. Tickets are $7 for adults, $2 for seniors. Children under 12 are free. Get more information at greaterchicagohomeandremodelingshow.com. Or if you go on there, you can also get the tickets for free. Just use the promo code Mighty House, and you'll be all squared away right there. I want to say thank you to Patrick for stopping in. Patrick Franz, HBAI president. And we're going to have you back on again soon. Well, that was a lot of fun. And then also say thank you to Jessica. And she's from the Schaumburg Convention Center, the Greater Chicago Home and Remodeling Show. And we'll be talking to her again next weekend. With all of that, just check us out at mightyhouse.net for more information. You ready, Rich?
Yes.
Keep it square and level.
Until next Saturday.
If you have any questions during the week, you can always post them on Facebook and Twitter. Join us next Saturday for more home infotainment. Mighty House is a Square and Level Media production.
Mighty House.